It's the Michael Mara Show.
A pair of shoes worn by Sarah Palin sold for over $2,000 on an online auction.
I know.
Apparently the shoes have magical power. They allow the wearer to step into situations they're totally unqualified.
I love this song.
You like it?
Yeah, crank it up for me.
Your bed. Wake up on these days, find your own self dead.
John Belushi.
Shouldn't say that.
What do you say?
I said, what did I say to make you mad this time?
Babe.
She said,
here we go. This was a tight band, Rob.
Maybe the best, Mike.
Man, and well mic'd everything else. The Blues Brothers Band.
Their initial live album, Briefcase Full of Blues, holds up like $1 million.
Matt Guitar Murphy.
Sounds good.
Duck Dunn.
Steve Cropper.
The Colonel. Man. Absolutely. That's the Blues Brothers. You know, the thing that made the Blues Brothers great, it was an all right movie. It's like every other jive-ass movie that came out of Saturday Night Live.
It's the best Saturday Night Live movie.
It probably is. And what was great about it, though, is the band was so tight.
Yeah.
So you combine the fact that they had this amazing...
This time, babe.
She said...
She said...
The thing that was great is the movie came out, the album... was an amazing smash.
It was.
Everybody had the album. Everybody went to the movie, and it was on TV every Saturday night.
Yes, it was.
It's like the Monkees.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to remind everybody that 1 week from Friday, we're all going to be out at the Bungalow in Chantilly, Virginia, for McKenzie's 21st birthday
party. You've got to join us.
I wish it was tonight.
How are we doing on the buzz count?
They're all going to be there.
Oh, they're all going to be there?
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All of them?
How many do we have now?
Officially, we have 16.
Do you know all their names?
Most of them. I could rattle off most of them.
All right, let's see if you can do it.
Let's see how we do.
There's Ginger and Marianne.
No.
All right.
Okay, we have Megan and McKenzie. We have Nima. We have Lynn. We have Kristen, I think, is coming back to join us.
Oh, well, she moved away.
Yeah, and now she's back,
That's terrific.
Yeah.
But, blonde Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Isn't that nice?
That is really nice. She's
that
one
is
of my
nice.
Favorites.
We have Marianne. We have Kate.
Kaz.
Yeah, we have Kaz.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Those are the ones that immediately come to mind.
You only got 8 out of
Kimberly.
16. Kimberly? Yeah, that's 9.
Yep. Yeah, doing pretty well, don't you think?
9 out of 16. I think that. Don't you think he should know them by heart?
I really do.
He should know them, and he should know their vital statistics by heart.
And our newest are Brittany, Molly,
Jessica. How'd I do?
You're doing very well.
Yeah, Brittany, Molly, and Jessica. So they're all going to be out there at the Bungalow.
Right.
We will be there 9 o'clock February 6th. That is a week from tomorrow.
He named 12.
It's in Chantilly, Virginia. We'll have also, for the first 106 people that come in the door, you get your own birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
And included in one of those is an iPod Nano with $21 so you can fill it up. It's going to be a great party. Balloons, birthday cake. Booze.
Hats.
Chicks. Hats.
Prizes.
Hats. Kaz. Everything.
T-shirts. And before we get to Power of Five, let me get to... Oh, my God. We're running out of time. Beth Ann, can you come in here? I want to find out about tomorrow's show, too.
Oh, about the cupcake?
Yeah, I want to find out about the cupcake. Hey, cupcake, come on in here.
Having a wine tasting tomorrow, and it's the Cupcake Winery?
Here she is, Beth Ann McBride. What can you tell us about Cupcake Vineyards?
I'm glad you asked, Mike. We will be tasting wines from Cupcake Vineyards, brought to you by Keegan Tier. If that name sounds familiar, it's Ann Tier's son. Yeah.
Keegan Tier.
Keegan Tier!
This is Ann Tier's son?
Hey, Mike. Uh-huh. Who is Keegan Tears' mom?
Ann Tier.
Now, isn't that fun?
Well, yeah. I mean,
another tier.
Where's the winery located?
Don't well, it's actually in Livermore, California.
Oh, it's a California vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And Cupcake is a decadent wine, classic in its presentation, but rich enough to create a moment of luxury and pure pleasure.
Ooh. Are they going to?
It looks
pleasure.
Like $30. Tastes like it costs $20, mm-hmm. but it really only costs you $10.
So, are there going to be different wines?
Yeah, Cupcake
or?
Sauvignon Blanc, Cupcake Chardonnay, Cupcake Merlot, Cupcake Cabernet Sauvignon.
Will there be cupcakes?
All right, so we got whites and reds tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, didn't you invite a few to stop by tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Now, they just have to, you know, they poke their heads in the door.
They understand that.
I get yelled at if they're all hanging out here and
drinking.
It'll
be very cool.
Not allowed to do that anymore.
Cupcake is a true recession fighter brand.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Well, you told me everything. It's a California vineyard.
Yeah, that's cool. Livermore.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be tomorrow. I will also have astrologer Constance Stellis on the phone and Lindsay Zarniak.
Oh, what a great show.
Will be joining us in the studio. And tears the sales lady.
She, Mike, she is the sales lady here.
Maybe she'll stop by.
She's got personality. I bet she'll be
you
around.
You know what? She would be a great guest.
Okay, calm down. Why don't you calm your ass down? All right?
You play the music. Have a chat
play the effing music.
Play the violin.
Thank you very much. It's time for the Power of Five. That was Rob mentioned before.
And tear?
No. You have a chance to win up to $100.
That's right.
First question is worth a penny, then a dime, then a dollar.
Dime.
And $10.
A dime.
All the way up to $100. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody was giving me a little crap on the text-a-phone. Let me check here. A texter writes, so let me get this. Mm-hmm. In the power of 10, the prize doubles each round. But in the power of 5, the prize increases by a power of 10. I find this ironic. Well, you know what, Adam? I find my right ball ironic, too. Why don't you touch that? Thank you very much.
Your right ball that smells of kimchi?
Yes, kimchi ball. That's why. You notice I didn't say the left one. Let's play the game, shall we?
And tear.
It's time to play the power of 5.
Always respect the power of 5.
Sort of.
Though not as much as the power of 10.
Let's go to the metropolis of Herndon, Virginia, and say hello to Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Phil, how are you?
I'm shirtless.
That's good. He's I'm ready. Glad you're going to play the Power 5, and you ready for your one-cent question?
Let's go.
Here we go. Harry Truman. Oh, I got to tell you something. I'm smelling kimchi coming out of my pants right now.
Isolate that.
And you know, it is more. The flavor is more resilient in my mouth now than when I was eating the foul cabbage.
Smells worse than it tastes. Harry Truman dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima during his first 100 days in office. Is that true, Phil, or false?
That is false.
That is correct.
Oh, excellent.
It took place on day 117, so it wasn't that long after he took office, but it was 117 days in. Want to play for 10 cents?
Let me see. Yeah, I'll go ahead.
You could keep the penny and walk away a winner.
We are staying on the theme of presidents. The Bay of Pigs invasion took place during JFK's first 100 days in office. Is that true or false?
That is false.
I'm sorry, that is true.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, Phil. It happened on day 88. Thank you very, very much.
Could have had that penny.
Have a good one.
Thank you. And here. Let's go to Jolene. Jolene in Spokane.
Jolene!
Hello, Jolene.
Hello there.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I am just doing fine. And yourself?
How's the weather out in Spokane? I know you've had a bit of a weather system this winter, something like that.
Oh, we're surviving. It's melting.
It's melting. Very good. Ready to play the game?
I am.
Start out with the penny. Go all the way up to $100. I hope you can win, okay?
I do, too. Thank you. You're
just sure? For fun, lady, who do you look like that's famous?
Isn't he personal? Hey, lady.
A young Ursula Andress.
Ah,
that, that's
very nice. Glad I asked.
That rocks.
Shirt, right. Shirt off, please.
Jolene, here is your one penny question.
Okay.
The raid on David Koresh's cult in Waco occurred during Bill Clinton's first 100 days in office. True or false? True is correct.
True.
It was on day 90. I'm going to get off of these questions.
This is like an inaugural theme, Mike.
Right.
I like it.
You move on. I don't.
You know who else? You know who else would like it?
Who?
Little Annie Tear.
And Tear.
Mike's going to mix it up. Bring us a new topic.
Is he going to kick it old school?
He is.
But kick it old school. You ready to play for one dime there, Jolene?
You bet.
Here we go.
Go for it.
Jolene, you've heard of a Phillips screwdriver, right?
Yes.
Well, there's also a Robertson screwdriver and a Nelson screwdriver. Is that true or false?
False.
That is correct. Were you helped by Mr. Burbank chuckling? Yes, probably. Buzz, don't help them.
Sorry, I was entertained.
All right, Jolene, you've worked your way up to $1. You want to play for a dollar?
Yes, I do.
The young urbanite expression, holla, actually dates back to the 1500s when it was used as a greeting to get someone's attention. Let me give that one to you again. The young urbanite expression, holla, actually dates back to the 1500s when it was used as a greeting to get someone's attention. Is that true or false?
True.
True is correct for $1.
No. Wow. Mike,
congratulations.
What are we playing?
We're playing the Power of Five. Would you like to go up to $10, Jolene?
I would, yes.
And Jolene, can I ask you a question?
You can.
Are you having a good time?
I am having a fabulous time.
As are we. Here is your $10 question. The reason most college dorms offer extra long beds is so that students will have more room to store stuff underneath them. Let me give that to you again. The reason most college dorms offer extra long beds is so that students will have more room to store stuff underneath them. True or false?
False
is correct. That is baloney.
Good job.
What does the length matter? You know, if you're going to store stuff underneath, the length wouldn't matter, right?
Where would you get sheets?
I've always,
exactly.
I've
I don't even know
said,
if they have extra long beds.
I have always said length is not a problem.
I got news for you. You have achieved the $10 plateau. Would you like to climb the final peak and get to $100?
I would like to climb that final peak.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, this is where the rubber meets the road, lady.
Absolutely, and don't use those rubbers unless you're, you know, in that particular situation.
On the road. On an extra long
All right, I'm going to look for a toughie here.
He's working against you, ma'am. Jolene, it's not too late to back out.
Here we go. This is your $100 question, and I think it's an easy one.
Ooh.
It would be impossible, Jolene, to make ice cream from the milk of a bat. True or false? Let me give it to you one last time. It would be impossible to make ice cream from the milk of a bat. True or false?
I'll say true.
Jolene?
Yes?
I'm sorry. That is total bull.
Could have had $10.
That means that who knows what was made up in that question, but it's crap. I am so sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
You know, because you got to that level, though, I'm going to give you a T-shirt. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
A Mike O'Mara size T-shirt in a Ursula Andress size for you. Got time to play one real quick round here. Let's see if we can get Mitch some money. Mitch from Southern Maryland, how are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Mitch, we got to roll right now. For 1 cent, here's your first question. We all know what cellulite is, but cellulite is a serious skin condition where dimples in your skin get so deep that they cause the skin to crack and flake off in sections as large as coffee saucers. Let me give that to you again because I'm confused by that. We all know what cellulite is, but cellulitis, I didn't read it the right way.
I see.
Cellulitis is a serious skin condition where dimples in your skin get deep. They cause skin to crack and flake off in sections as large as a coffee saucer. True or false?
False.
False is correct. Bull. It is a real skin condition, but none of that crap happens. Here we go.
True.
For 10 cents, in both Maine and Vermont, prisoners are allowed to vote by absentee ballot. True or false?
True.
True is correct.
Wow, he's a buzzsaw.
All right, gonna play for $1. Want to keep going?
Yes, sir.
When engineers have needed to run wires into places that no man can reach, they have been known to tie those wires to ferrets and have them do it. When engineers are need to run wires into places no man can reach, they've been known to tie those wires to ferrets and have them do it. True or false?
False.
True. I am sorry. In fact, this method has been employed since World War II.
I've seen it in this building.
Let me just read the reason it's in fact. God, I've seen it. He says with all the authority. He's seen it. You know what he had to do to see it? Look down.
Well, no. I mean, have you seen our engineers?
This method has been employed since World War II and is still used today. Sorry about that, Mitch, but thanks for playing the game, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. There he goes. That's Mitch, and that is the Power of Five, ladies
sure
and gentlemen.
Wow.
Boy, you want to try one yourself, Rob?
Yeah, I would, Mike.
If you get this correct.
Okay.
You get nothing.
Okay. Ice cream from a bat.
And like it.
Dodgeball.
Yes.
Was not invented in China, but during World War II, Japanese soldiers played the game to torment their Chinese prisoners. True or false? Want it again?
I say...
He should know this.
True.
I say... Wrong, Rob is wrong, wrong, wrong. It's not all in his brain. Wrong. It's wrong.
They actually threw ferrets.
No, they tied the ball to a ferret.
It is bull. Complete
really?
Fiction. That's exactly what it is, Rob.
Okay.
You are wrong, sir.
I'll be damned.
You'll get nothing.
But if I won, I got nothing.
Not even another tour of my chocolate factory.
You get nothing.
Drink it, Charlie. Drink the bubbles, Charlie.
You drank fizzy lifting drinks. You forfeit. You get nothing.
And tears. Chocolate vineyard. Cupcake vineyard.
And tears.
When we come back, we will open up the audio vault to get our last looks at news. Uh-huh. And we'll continue to talk about how much wine we're going to drink tomorrow. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.